Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT, which sometimes is long as shit. We just recorded one that was like 3 hours long almost.
Yeah.
So they're much longer than these episodes. If you like hanging out with your podcasters, that's the place to go. Anyway, this email from Christian says, good morning, Ben and Nathan. I sat for this September LSAT and scored significantly lower than my average score on my practice tests, usually in the low 160s. I know that you guys talk about first take jitters slash anomalies, etc. I knew I wasn't ready yet. Anyway, I was wondering if I should cancel my score. I received a 153 and I am certain that I will not see that number 5 in the future unless it is sitting to the right of a 6 or 7. You understand what Christian's doing there. Christian's saying, I might get a 165 or I might get a 175, but I'm never going to get a 150 anything ever again. Certain Christian is in italics. Okay. Is it unwise to cancel the score as I will demonstrate improvement? I found your 2019 show notes and you guys advised that it is only acceptable to cancel scores if you are certain that it is not better than your current scores on record. All the best, Christian, who is an LSAT Demon student and a fan of the show. I like how confident Christian is that he's going to score in the 160s or 170s.
Well, he should. It's either you're going to do it, Christian, or you're not going to go to law school because it doesn't make sense, right? If he's been scoring already higher than this and then applying to law school with a 153.
Yeah. Yeah. I told him, short answer, I don't care whether you cancel or not. I don't think it matters. Christian's going to take it again. Christian's going to score higher. Who cares whether he has a 153 on record or a cancel or a on record? I feel like they're the same.
I feel like they're the same too, although I actually oddly, why would I want to preserve it? Like I almost want to preserve the 153 because then I can cancel in the future for some.
Yeah, that's the reason why. Notice that Christian says, I was wondering, he says, is it unwise to cancel the score as I will demonstrate improvement? So he's thinking, well, if I leave the 153 and then I get a 167, then I'll show them that I improved. They don't give one fuck about that. They don't. That's not what they're doing. They don't care. They care what the highest score is on your record. And that's pretty much all they care about. But I think to Ben's point, and I think this is the reason not to cancel, is that if you cancel this one and then you have an actual emergency on a future test, which could happen, right?
Yep.
You could shit your pants. Well, or whatever. Your internet goes out.
Yeah.
A million other things can happen.
Now you can cancel without having two cancellations on record, which is like, huh, what's going on?
I think if they start to see multiple cancels, they're going to feel a little strange about that. Like it feels like you're trying to game it or you're the type of person who has lots of cancels. Like you're just, you have a lot of problems and emergencies and whatever. I think it starts to seem kind of weird. So I think it doesn't matter because you're going to score higher and that's all that's going to matter.
Yeah, and even if you do have two cancels, that's not the biggest thing to worry about.
No, that's not a deal breaker. We're just speculating on that anyway. I don't think that we know what we're talking about that much on multiple cancels really look weird or whatever. But human nature, I think, would sort of indicate that if you see a lot of cancels, you're going to go, huh? But whether you cancel or not, it doesn't matter because your new high score is all that's going to matter. If I'm leaning one way or the other, it's don't cancel now because you might have an actual emergency in the future, which you could use your cancel on without putting multiple cancels on your record.
Yeah. And the only reason that Christian is in this position is because he must have paid for that option.
Score preview, right?
Right.
Well,
what a joke.
Yeah. Score preview sucks. Score preview is worth it only for the people who, it's going to provide you with a bit of comfort. I mean, it shouldn't provide you with comfort.
Yeah.
Because a cancel and a terrible score are the same thing. It's just not the score that's going to get you in. It's not the score that's going to get you a scholarship. So you're going to have to take it again, whether you cancel. A cancel is like a zero.
Yeah.
A 153 is a 153. I don't think anybody should apply to law school with a 153. Mm-hmm. I think Christian should get his 160 or preferably 170 something, like we've seen so many students do.
Yeah.
But the cancel and a bad score is essentially the same thing. So it ultimately, I just don't think it matters.
Yeah.
And I think you probably shouldn't. Let's presume that most people should not sign up for score preview, because it's just like all you're doing is paying for the right to see your score and then cancel, which we're probably always going to say, it doesn't matter. Just don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like the cancel should be for an emergency. And if you had an emergency, then you know that you can cancel. You don't need to see your score to know that you had an emergency.
Yeah.
Right. In the shitting your pants scenario, you can just cancel.
Yep.
You don't need to see your score, then cancel. You had an emergency, you cancel. Anyway, email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening. Thank you.